And I think this is just a personal comment in my very long journey with the Lord, but I've noticed that as I advance with God, when I look back on who I was as a believer, but just say like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, when I look back, I go, was I even saved? Like as I advance with him, I'm horrified at the level I was living at as I was a Jewish believer since 1973, you know? But I look back and I go, oh God, what would have happened if I had died then? And honestly, I don't know. And I don't even, there's no point in speculating on, was I as bad as I think I would? Probably, you know. But my point is, as we go forward with him, we change our perspective on what we used to justify and think, yeah, everybody does worse than this, or I'm okay, God's okay with me. You know, we used to think that way. And the farther we go with him, as our lives start to really become holy and very pure, where we could actually go days at a time without thinking an unclean thought. Like, when we start to advance, we look back and we go, oy, who was that? And how could you have stood me, you know? Because I can't stand myself. Look, you guys have the hardest questions. Look, let the Lord Jesus put your mind at rest about this, okay? Every one of us that reads that sentence thinks, have I done that? What if I did the unforgivable sin? Okay, if we had blasphemed the Holy Spirit, we would not have the conscience now that brings us to this point of weeping before the altar. Because if we had done the unforgivable sin, and can Jill exactly define what that sin would look like? No, and I don't want to. But I know if I had done it, and Jesus' words were true about what happens to a person that has done that, he would have given me over, as Thessalonians says, he would have given me over to a reprobate mind. My conscience would be seared, as Jude says, and I would be incapable of falling on my face, weeping before my heavenly Father, saying, please forgive me just one more time. I could not do that because it's the Holy Spirit who pricks the conscience. It's the Holy Spirit's kindness that leads to repentance. The Holy Spirit never condemns us so that we will repent. He shows us love, conviction, and just a burning desire to please him. His kindness leads to repentance. Do you understand? You could not be sitting here under this teaching. You could not be dancing when a part of me comes on. You could not be weeping before the altar. If you had done that, your mind would be blackened, and you would be, as Jude says, a wandering star doomed to darkness forever. Since you're not there, you know you haven't done that. And what I think is the closest thing I can think of to doing that is if the Lord Jesus healed someone and they said, it's the devil that did that through him. That scares me. If God does a miracle and someone attributes that miracle to the evil one, that could be real close to what he was referring to. Now, I'm not sure. But that's a very